That was on that way to, was going through the Straits machine to go to Lipari, which is an island right there off Sicily that's famous for pumice. We loaded a couple thousand tons of pumice. That's it's a rock that will that floats, and they use it to make lava soap. So we was I went home after that trip, and then my wife and I decided to get married in November. So I made another trip, but it was getting kind of close to wedding time, and I wasn't back yet. It was so I made it back about 2 days before the wedding. And right after we got married, there was a longshoreman strike in New York. Back in those days, you had a longshoreman strike about every 3 years or so. So I kind of planned it so that when my vacation was over and it was time to go back to work, there'd be a longshoreman strike so that I couldn't go back to work, so I could stay home longer. So that's just before, well, my vacation ran out about a week before the longshoreman strike happened. So for that week before there, I didn't answer the telephone unless I knew who it was going to be. And then after the longshoreman strike happened, I think that was around the 20th of December that they went on strike, then I called my company and said, well, you got any work? No, we don't have any work now. There's a longshoreman strike. Why? Well, we've been trying to get you for a week. You know? So anyway, the longshoreman strike lasted until February. Then February, I got a job on one of their older ships, the Excelsior. And that went to the Mediterranean also. And that was quite interesting because it was really a everything was manual. The booms, you had to run the wires to the winches and use your hands to winch them up and down, and so I made two trips on there. We went to Venice on that ship, which was quite interesting. Going through the ship goes right through the middle of Venice. And you got all these gondolas and stuff you got to dodge. It's pretty interesting. And also, we loaded a load of grain in Baltimore. And with an old ship like that, being a freighter, you had to partition off the holes so that the grain wouldn't shift. So it took a long time to do that. It was made out of big heavy wood timbers. So you had a shore gang come on board and do that, and we was anchored at, we were tied up to a lay berth there right in downtown Baltimore. That time, back in the late 60s, downtown Baltimore, nothing like it is today. It was pretty run down. And so one of the things that I did while I was there for that whole week there was a submarine there. It was it's still there too. It's a museum now, and it was to some extent then, but the Naval Reserve used it for training. It never went anywhere, but they used it for training right there, and there was always at least one Navy guy on it all the time. So it was pretty close to the ship, so I'd go over there, and in the evening we'd watch a movie in the submarine. They had a 16-millimeter projector, and we set it up in the wardroom. And the wardroom on the submarine isn't any bigger than anybody's normal closet. And so that was pretty interesting. And